back in the saddle tonight. Just how you feeling after the break that you've had going into the break?
Yeah, anxious to get back out there for sure. Kind of a longer road than we expected, but really happy to, you know, I've been back with the team for that last road trip, and obviously get back in the lineup tonight. Feel like it's been longer than it has.
And can you take us maybe just through what happened? Was this a return of the concussion that you were coming off of, or a new one?
I passed all my tests after the original hit, felt good, and then, I kind of had some lingering headaches and decided to take it easy, and I think that was kind of just kind of precautionary, and then we kind of figured out, you know, I think a lot of it was based out of, you know, the whiplash from my neck, so, wasn't as much really head-related towards the end. It was a lot of neck stuff and just making sure that was re-strengthened and not, you know, getting sore with contact and all that stuff. So no new hit, you know, passed all my tests as planned and felt good going into those two games. I think it was just, lingering neck issues, which is kind of what led to the extended amount of time.
So not necessarily a return too soon. It's just maybe inevitable that this was going to happen.
Yeah, I think I don't know about inevitable, but, I think, you're so focused on, treating, the brain and stuff, originally, and kind of thinking like that's where it is. And obviously that's where the concussion happens. But I think the lingering neck issues is something that, maybe I didn't feel right away just because everything was just focused on how my head felt. Right. So I think that's kind of where those sparked. And, We did our due diligence in terms of making sure it wasn't the head reoccurring too. We didn't really know at the time. So it was just kind of a wait and see process and taking it easy. So I feel like we went about it the right way though.
Tell us a little bit about the tinted visor now.
Yeah, so I saw, a bunch of different specialists in terms of head and neck and saw a vision specialist or someone who has a lot of expertise in that area. And I have really sensitive eyes to begin with. So he kind of diagnosed that my eyes, work too hard almost when in bright lights, and obviously the rink is the brightest of lights, right? So he thought it'd be beneficial, nothing to do with my concussion symptoms, just about my vision and letting my eyes not work too hard to find different things on the ice. So I think that's kind of what we're trying right now.
Did you get to play with the tinted visor as well?
Yeah, that's the plan. Nothing to do with, like I said, nothing to do with concussion symptoms or anything like that. Just, trying to, get my eyes to move as efficiently as possible.
How much fun getting used to does that take? It must be a little bit different view than you're used to.
Yeah, a little bit, but not too much. I mean, it's, you feel it really bright when you take it off, in that rink. But a couple practices, got used to it pretty quickly.
Find that can lead to headaches too for you?
What, the
bright lights?
Not that I've really noticed, but I think, when you do have, that's part of what, increases my symptoms. Like when I was concussed, it was bright lights. So, like I said, we made sure my head was good before we put the tinted visor on, just so we knew that wasn't alleviating symptoms. But just something for my eyes to try and work as efficiently as possible.